Welcome to the Birth Justice Podcast, where we interview birth workers, birthing people, and activists around the topic of advocacy, equity, autonomy, and respect in childbearing and reproductive care. I'm Catherine Rafferty. Today, we're joined by Brigitte Rohde Garrison, certified nurse midwife from Rochester, New York, to talk about her work as a home birth midwife and to discuss midwifery certification in New York. I met Brigitte last year in Rochester while I was a student at Rochester Institute of Technology. So it's great to catch up with you. How are you doing, Brigitte?
I'm doing okay, hanging in there.
Good, yeah. So why don't we start with how you got started with your work as a home birth midwife? Could you tell us a little bit more about where you work and who you work with?
Sure. So I got started because I had a really awful birth with my first baby. And so the next baby I had, I met a midwife at a party and did not know what a midwife was, did not know that they were legal in New York State or anything about them, switched my care to her, and then I had an amazing birth with her. And from then on, I have been... That has been my obsession, and I love what I do. I'm passionate about it. I went to nursing school first and then to Jefferson University, which was, at the time, it was called Philadelphia University. You need to get your master's degree. And I decided to work doing home birth because the flexibility of the schedule with my family's schedule was what I needed, and not an endless hospital schedule, besides the fact that I feel like it's the most humanistic form of midwifery that we can offer, is right in the woman's own space or in the space of her choice, that's really honoring the individual rather than a group of individuals that kind of get pushed through on a conveyor belt at the hospital. Even though I trained in the hospital and I could work in the hospital, I prefer to work out of the hospital, either at home or in a birth center would be fine if there could ever be more birth centers.
Right. So when we first met last year, we did discuss some of the barriers to enter the profession of midwifery and offer out-of-hospital care. Could you maybe talk about what some of those challenges are that you faced in your career trying to offer that type of care, especially in the area where you work in Western New York?
Sure. Yes. I feel like when I started this profession and this journey in 2009, it was not something that was well supported and interwoven into the system of the hospital. Because of course we need to refer people to higher levels of care if they need to be, like the perinatal group or a pediatrician. We need to consult. In the past, it was a mandate that we had a collaborative physician that signed our agreement. It is no longer that requirement. It is now independent. But I think that the barriers are still there in providing seamless care. But it's gotten a lot better. So I'm very hopeful about the future. And I think if there were one certification board in this state or even in this country that everyone had the same certification and passed the same test, I feel like that would be an improvement.
Could you maybe talk more about what you mean by seamless care?
Seamless care meaning if there was a woman who had a breech baby that I needed to have turned, we call that an ECV. I could arrange to have that done at a hospital. If a woman risks out of her home birth, that I could follow her into the unit and help with the delivery of the baby within a safe place. Because obviously we want low risk women, and we don't typically do higher risk births, like if somebody develops preeclampsia, if somebody's having twins or a breech baby, we need other providers to be understanding and to honor that we have credentials, but we also respect that they have more knowledge, and we need an OR sometimes. So we need to make sure everybody is on good terms and we work together.
Yeah, so you feel like that can't always be achieved every time?
I think it's gotten a lot better. I think there'd been experiences in my past where I've had terrible transfer experiences where it was traumatic, not only for the mother, but it was traumatic for me as a midwife. And that was fortunately 10 years ago, but I think in the meantime, I have built a strong reputation as far as my communication and professionalism. And the hospital has also honored home birth and having Ina Mae Gaskin come in for grand rounds at right here in Rochester at Strong. And I feel like the communication is, it's opening up. And I've got to say, I'm hopeful about that. And I would love to be involved in figuring out a way to really bridge the gap for students who want to do out of hospital birth, because it's a whole different type of midwifery really than in the hospital.
Right. Yeah. Could you maybe just quick, briefly talk about the difference between home birth care versus in hospital care with midwifery?
Sure. And, you know, I did work at within the system at Cooperstown when I was training. I do feel like the major difference is that you really are a one-woman show in home birth. You do have an RN or a birth assistant that's helping you, but for the most part, you are it. And so you need to be very well-versed on your, nursing skills, IV skills, emergency skills, neonatal resuscitation skills, and the list goes on and on. You've kind of got to do everything. You don't have a nurse that's going to hang fluids for you or that you can order medication through. You don't have an anesthesiologist. You don't have a consulting physician right there. But all of those things can be dealt with if you have a good system and you have a seamless system that supports the choice of women to birth wherever they want to, as long as they're low risk. So that's about the biggest difference. It does feel very isolated, and you need to make sure you have good neonatal assessment skills, because when you leave, that baby is your responsibility still until that baby sees the pediatrician. So you are certified to take care of babies for 1 month as a midwife in New York State. So, in the hospital, we just hand the babies over to the pediatrician. But at home, it's you. So I feel like you really need more experience to do home birth or out of hospital birth than a midwife that might work in a hospital system. And I am not discounting the work that they do, because they are incredibly important as well. There's just different comfort levels with different situations. And I think it really comes with experience, and it comes with being humble to the process and always asking questions and communicating with, hopefully, if you have a team, that's the best way to go.
Right. Yeah. So maybe could you talk about what your visions are for the future of access to different types of care?
Well, I've got a lot of ideas. I always go through them all in my head, because I would love to make a big difference. At least I'm making a difference one woman at a time. But as far as going forward, there's so many movements right now having to do with reproductive justice, having to do with Black Lives Matter, having to do with cultural competence and birth. I feel like all of those are so important, and they could be really easily, or not easily, it's going to be a long road. They could be addressed with providing women with out-of-hospital options, especially during COVID. And I really think that if we look at models of systems that work, I would love to be able to help in this area to establish something like they have down in Brooklyn or in Manhattan or in Canada, but right here in Rochester. I think it's very much needed. A midwife-owned birth center, for example, would be amazing. They've made it pretty difficult to do that through requiring a certificate of need, which costs maybe $75,000 to even get started on. So they've made it pretty difficult to jump through those hoops. But, you know, we're working on it. And if everybody works together, you know, I think it can happen. It just is going to take a lot of hard work and thinking outside the box, which unfortunately, a lot of medical professionals are not comfortable with. So, but there are those out there who will, and that makes me very hopeful for the future.
Yeah. So this is a great conversation, Brigitte. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Yeah, thank you.